Welcome to the Perfectly Shane Show.
I don't even know what the show's name is anymore. Wow.
Yeah. We've only done this for 659 episodes.
And I think this is the first time I've ever heard you misspeak the name of the show.
Yeah, my mouth just went like I don't know what just happened.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to that Perfect Shane out there. That just kind of, got a big up on this show.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
In honor of the Game Awards, I'm drinking a beer called Chocolate Volcano, because there's nothing I'd like more to do right now than push fucking Jeff Keighley into a volcano.
Earl is here as well.
And in honor of the Game Awards, we will also not be giving out any awards tonight.
Jesus. These two are watching the Game Awards as we are recording. I am not, as usual. Jeff is also watching the Game Awards. We're not sure where he's at. He may be there.
I hope he hasn't paid too much attention and, done self-harm. Like, we need to send someone to check on Jeff to make sure that he hasn't Keighley'd himself.
Oh, yes. Hopefully he will join us shortly. So, Earl, you said that they're not announcing. I have a whole list of awards that they've given out. Have they not announced these on the show?
They've announced them on the show. They announced them on the show where they do that thing where they speed run out of awards.
Mm.
And I think they're giving out a 4 or 5 on the stage.
Yeah.
And we're about to like 2.5 hours. I mean, maybe 3 if you want to count the 30-minute pre-show that they had, which I don't know the difference because it's just like one person talks for 30 minutes and they give it to Keighley. But yeah, they've given out like 4 or 5. They give them like a minute or two to speak before they start playing the music.
That's crazy because they've given out 21 awards.
There was one award where they like there were two people who came up to accept the award. The guy spoke. He didn't speak for long. He said maybe 3 sentences. And then they started playing like the get off the stage music before the woman had said a single word.
Yes, it was also, I mean, he's adorable. The guy, creators, I've got the voice actor's name. He came out.
Chris Judge.
Yes, he gave a really long speech actually. So he was there for like best performance in a game. So he's got 3-4 minutes to kind of do his thing and introduce the award. And the person came up and won the award and they get paid off. I'm like, okay, I get the bit, but like, it's really messed up that like, the guy giving the award gets so I'm going to speak and the person accepting the award.
Yes.
And that award went to Neil Newbon for Baldur's Gate 3?
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing with Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie got to announce that Twisted Metal's getting a season 2 and, he paid to the audience and the person won the award and it's like, yeah, you get like 30 seconds, make it quick.
Talk fast. Talk so fast.
Has there been anything interesting
they've
shown?
There's been some interesting games, I will say that much. But I feel like that, and maybe Tony can speak to this better than I can. I feel like that's one of those things like you have to digest. You can't like it's been on for almost 3 hours. There's a lot of stuff that kind of just like comes.
Yeah.
And like, your brain does not retain it because one, how the games kind of look the same.
Okay. So the only thing that stuck out to me that hasn't just immediately disappeared, because there have been so many of these that aren't gameplay trailers. They're just like CGI. The only one that I saw that I was like, oh, that looks interesting, was Skull and Bones. Which apparently is actually coming out in February.
It got a date, right?
It did. So I'm still not quite sure that I believe it, but what they showed looked pretty cool.
All right. There was a few games that I thought stood out between. There was Harmonium. Which is it's like a Disney musical come to life.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep my eye on that. There was another I think Wind Villain.
By the Dead Cells guys.
Yeah. It's like a 3-player action game that is really cool. Prince of Persia I think looks good, but we've seen that before. The Vanish of Mana looked interesting. And then there was one more, I think Zao, where like part of the reason I was into it because the guy came out and he's like, you know, part of the reason he made this game was because like his dad passed away and it was a way for him to like grieve. And the game itself is very interesting and different. So those were kind of the ones that stood out to me as like, oh, these are interesting. I kind of want to put them on my radar. The one that not necessarily stood out to me, but more so because of the announcement and the brand, is I think Arcane is doing a Blade game, which is another one that I think is just like a major news item. But it's right. Also like one of those, like the Wolverine game we got a couple of years ago, where it's like more of an announcement than yes. It is like.
They like, I would love the idea of a Blade game, but they showed nothing. Like, yeah. Literally nothing.
Is it similar to like the Insomniac Wolverine trailer where it was just like,
yeah,
we know it's Blade.
Yeah, they were in a barber shop. And he's like, I gotta go to work. And it's like, okay, Blade. And it's like, that was it.
Blade gets up, you see all of his weapons and stuff, and then the trailer ends. Like, they didn't even have combat in their CGI trailer. Give me something, anything. I would love a Blade game. Blade sounds awesome as a game, but no.
And from a team that, you know, if they bring like the stuff they've done with Dishonored to it, like they could do a good job with like giving kind of half blood vampire powers to Blade. Like, I think combat could be really cool. No announcement for Baldur's Gate yet, huh, on Xbox?
Oh, no. I mean, I think all the good announcements are going to come at the end.
But, I mean, I'm also like, it's been 2.5 hours. It's not the end.
It's not the end. It keeps going. They want you to stay. They want you to stay for the whole Keighley experience.
Well, of course. I mean, and I don't begrudge them. But like, what is the nicest way to say this with that? I feel like if you were to skip an award, if you were to make an award that should be kind of given out in a montage for at the Game Awards, I feel like something like the best adaptation would be one that I would do because, like, in theory, nothing to do with video games.
Yeah.
Like, it's given out to a TV show. The Last of Us, great TV show, really recommend it. I mean, if you haven't seen it, worth watching though. But I'm like, yeah, this is one I feel like you could. I feel like this is one that you do because there's star power, even though it's Neil Druckmann, who you can see anyhow. But yeah, it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh, we could have done like best indie game, which I think best indie game was one of those given out in a montage.
That went to Sea of Stars, which yeah, I'm did. Happy about.
Montage though, so the people who, you know, may see a stars who could have gotten a bump from it and maybe still can, but like it's not even like they get an opportunity to kind of be awarded an opportunity to go up on stage and talk about the game and the work they put into it. But at the same point, I think, you know, it's been like this for like 20 years between the Game Awards and the VGAs that we've complained about them not being award shows. I wish they would just take off the veneer and just call it like a winter preview event.
Right.
Or like, you know, what's to come or something like that. So
I don't think that's going to happen though.
It won't.
I think they like the, at least in their own brains, they like what they've put together as like an award show with some other stuff. Maybe, kind of.
I think we've talked about this before. It is really just like a hype reel for the next year of video games. The awards are super secondary or even tertiary.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is fine. Like, I would love to know what's coming out next year, and that's all great. But, like, the things that aren't game trailers in this are not at a high value. It's not... Like, the jokes they make aren't funny. The music they put on isn't good. The things that they say while they're presenting the awards aren't interesting or compelling in any way. A lot of them are just incomprehensible gibberish. Like, give us... Like, if you're going to put this show together, do a good job. And I think that's the biggest problem that I have is they just they don't do a good job of giving us a show.
I will say, I think this is better paced, but yes, I'm with Tony. Okay, like for instance, right now, like there are commercials going on during this, and I'm like, it's such a weird thing, not that there's commercials, but because it doesn't feel any different than the actual show. So I don't know why this commercial breaks. It's like, oh, we didn't fit the trailer in, so we'll just have you buy time to just show a trailer anyhow.
That's weird. Like, that's real weird to be like, yeah. We're going to have all these, we're going to basically have commercials because that's all this is. It's a big commercial. But then we're going to have commercials for our commercial that you could also pay for. It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Wow. I do have a list of the awards they've given out so far. Some stuff. I'm going to skip over all this like esports nonsense, which is, there's a lot. I think they gave out like 5 esports awards, but innovation and accessibility for Forza Motorsport. I'm not sure what that entailed. Best performance, we already said Neil Newbon from Baldur's Gate 3. Best narrative, Alan Wake 2. Kind of surprised by that. I thought, like, lots of people seem to think that Baldur's Gate 3 would take that.
Oh, go on.
I am not surprised. The problem that Baldur's Gate 3 has is the narrative is so fractured.
Mm.
So you can walk away from any part of it any time. You don't know what the actual narrative is going to be.
Got it.
And a lot of that narrative is built on the stuff that you yourself do in the game. So the narrative, quote-unquote, work, isn't done by the people who made the game. It's done by you. It's kind of strange. It would be kind of strange to give an award. Because, I mean, it's also possible you end up with a story you're like, well, that sucked. Because right. like Jeff's story is going to miss massive parts, right? Because he skipped so quickly through the game.
Yeah. Well, wasn't there also where Jeff like I think Jeff ended the game at one point in like the second act.
Yeah.
Because he chose something and like the person like killed the entire team. Like they saved the world evidently, but killed his entire team. So the game just ended. Yeah, I actually had that
happen too in the first act. There's a choice that you can make where you anger a god and the god kills your entire party.
Which is funny, and like that is it's intriguing that like that can happen, but yeah, I guess like in terms of like a static narrative, Alan Wake 2 is like it is you have a choice in how you play out that story, but the story is always the same. It's just the way you can choose which storyline to play first, but they intertwine at some point, so it's more of a traditionally static narrative. Best debut indie game, Cocoon. Best action game, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon.
Well, I don't remember that one being given out.
So that must have been in one of those montages. Best art direction, Alan Wake 2. Best VR, Resident Evil. Best mobile game, Honkai Star Rail.
I've never heard of.
So yeah. That, if I understand correctly, that is like the space version of Genshin. Like it's kind of like that type of game, like 3D action, but like you get characters, gacha style. That's all I know of that. Best audio design, Hi-Fi Rush. That
does not
out.
Shock anyone. I don't.
Yeah,
know.
That I would have been so mad if that had lost best audio design, not best soundtrack, but best audio design. Yeah,
it's like the whole game is designed around that. Like, Games for Impact, Chia, which is I'm not what? Really sure what this Games for Impact award is, but Chia was made by a group of people on like a very remote island.
The only thing I was surprised by with that was I completely did not realize Yoshida from Sony had gone to a new I know we have Sony. Mm-hmm. But he was on stage to accept that award.
Huh. Interesting. Best score and music went to Final Fantasy 16. Best indie game, Sea of Stars. So I guess they avoided the controversy of Dave the Diver.
Well, I was going to say, never mind. I thought Dave the Diver, for some reason, I thought was nominated for Game of the Year. It's just Best Indie Game.
Yeah, that was the controversy. It was that this, which was bankrolled by Microsoft, was nominated for Game Best Indie Game, and clearly not an indie game if it's got indie Microsoft game behind it.
Yeah. You know, that upstart that only has a multi-billion-dollar corporation behind it.
Best Community Support, Baldur's Gate 3. Best Fighting Game, Street Fighter 6. Most Anticipated Game, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Best Ongoing, Cyberpunk 2077.
I was disappointed by that. Especially
what does that even mean?
Like, I understand that. But like, they had like Fortnite, which had two choices about like, oh, we have this brand new Echo mode, we have this new racing mode, and it's like, here's Cyberpunk. I'm like, okay.
I don't think they deserve an award for releasing a game that should not have been released and finally getting it to a point where it's quality.
2 years later.
Yeah, that does not deserve recognition. That deserves scorn. You stole people's money. You put out a product that was subpar. And now that you finally got it to a place where people should actually be playing it, you want credit? Fuck that. They should be ashamed of that award.
And Earl, to your point, Fortnite, continuously that game continues to update. Yeah. But like the stuff they've done this week, which I guess wouldn't have been included with this award vote.
It wouldn't have been, but it's just funny because like they're advertising the new stuff they're doing in this show. And like everything else is doing well. Apex is doing a Final Fantasy crossover. And yeah, it's like, oh, Cyberpunk got it because they're fixing a game that was broken.
Yeah, insane. And we'll get to some of the Fortnite stuff later. But yeah, that's a weird award.
That is a terrible... terrible award. I can't believe they gave it to them. That makes no sense.
And it looks like the last award they gave out was Best Adaptation. And you guys had mentioned that was The Last of Us that won that. So I guess we're waiting on some best game of the year. I guess we are waiting on that. There looks like there's some other stuff here. Best Sports Game doesn't seem to have awarded yet. And their website is down as well. Yeah. So
they were like at the beginning of the show, they were directing people to the website to enter these contests. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try. Website is like a 402 error. So the site's been down the whole time. I don't know if it's on now, but well done.
I would have liked the chance to win a Steam Deck, but
right. But I mean, so many people have entered or. So many bots have entered. That's probably more likely that they actually took the site down. I guess nobody's getting Steam Decks this year.
Well, just wait for next year's new motto.
Looks like No Man's Sky developers just announced their next game.
Yes, they did.
Light No Fire.
And we weren't paying attention because we were on the show, but... And I don't mean it in a negative. I just mean we're recording as this is going.
Yes, yes.
I said they announced it, but like, yeah,
I would have a hard time after the No Man's Sky experience getting excited about anything they announced.
Yeah,
like give us a thing. Give us a thing. Don't hype it up. Give us an actual thing and let us see it.
Have you? Yeah.
I hope that they don't go like. Was it announced for multiple platforms? Or I guess we don't know. We weren't really paying attention.
Yeah.
So that was part of the problem. And some of it was definitely the No Man's Sky people. But Sony was also out there hyping it up themselves. And that hurt them in a lot of ways. Where stuff was overpromised. Still not as shitty as Cyberpunk was. When that, like, it just... What No Man's Sky was when it came out was not what people wanted, but it was playable. It was not broken.
Yes. Cyberpunk was playable. Like, So I was having this conversation with Walt earlier. When Cyberpunk launched, it sucked. And then they kind of had a relaunch, and I hopped on there, and it still sucked. There were still things about that game that were utterly broken. And I'm so mad. I'm so mad they gave them an award. They did not deserve, they don't deserve any awards. Even if the game is fantastic now, and like, I own it. I wanted to play what they said it would be at launch. I will probably go back and try it again. But don't recognize them for that. That's shit.
Yeah, I mean, I have it. I have not gone back and played it since it was broken. And maybe I will at some point. I think everything seems that it's good now, but we'll see.
Well, but just real quick, this has nothing to do with the Game Awards, but since Tony was going on a rant about Cyberpunk, I guess it's a good time to mention that Batman Arkham Trilogy came out on the Switch this year, this week, and that, Zelda won Best Action Adventure Game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they deserve that.
Yeah, I guess. I'm happy they did.
It was a great action adventure game. I really enjoyed it, so
happy kudos to them. I'm happy they didn't put Japan for nothing. But yeah, Batman Arkham Trilogy came out on the Switch, and according to everything, Batman Arkham Knight is pretty much completely unplayable on the Switch, where frame rates, I won't even say dip to zero, because zero is not a frame rate.
No, zero is the game is frozen. That's the game.
But it does hit that point where it freezes, and it will go back. From everything I've read and seen, it's not even like it's terrible performance would be decent at this point for them. It is just a broken mess of a game. And I think I was down for Arkham Trilogy, City and Asylum, but Ignite is like whatever, but like, yeah, it seems like it's just a mess of a game on the Switch. So just a PSA, if you want to avoid broken messes, granted, you know, Arkham Knight, I think, as far as I know, it's like really good on the original platforms. The PC port was crap as well. So
basically, just go back to Xbox and PlayStation and don't play it anywhere else.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Speaking of Arkham Knight, I mean, not to jump to what we were playing, because we do have some other news to hit, but I played a little bit of Arkham Knight this past weekend.
Wait, why?
So True Achievements has their yearly 12 days of Christmas challenge, where every day there's a new challenge to get different like achievements in different games, different types of games, and I needed a game in a beat 'em up, and that is tagged as a beat 'em up. So I went back and played the Batgirl DLC.
Wow, Pikmin won best sim, best strategy game. Okay,
nice.
Out of that list of games,
Baldur's Gate won best RPG.
RPG, that makes sense. They're going rapid fire again.
Best sports racing is Forza Motorsports. So they now we're up to best multiplayer.
It's going so fast now. Lightning round.
Like this, like we're talking. We've been talking for like a minute and a half. These are four awards.
Baldur's Gate 3 is best multiplayer. That's a choice.
Yeah, okay.
Selection. I haven't played it in multiplayer. I don't know. There's a player's voice.
It's not how I'd want to play that.
I don't know what player's voice means as a category, but if it's like for agency, I think it's definitely Baldur's Gate 3.
I think it's paid voting.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was like, what is your game of the year?
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3.
They done the rapid fire now.
Yep. There you go. We can go back on what you've done for now.
Yep. Action Adventure, Legend of Zelda, Best RPG, Baldur's Gate 3, Sim, Pikmin 4, Sim Strategy, Sports Racing, Forza Motorsport, Multiplayer, Baldur's Gate 3, and Player's Voice, Baldur's Gate 3. So Baldur's Gate 3 starting to run away with it a bit here at the end. Not much time left, though, right? Just about 20 minutes?
Right. Maybe. I mean, what's left in terms of awards? Best game.
Is it Best Direction or did they not have that this year? Best Studio?
I thought they got rid of Best Studio, but maybe not.
No, I don't. I honestly don't. I don't pay attention to the categories. And it's not anything to do with it. It's just like, I'm not gonna, because you know, people, oh, I think this should win, or this should win, or I'd be so mad if this gets robbed. But yeah. I'm just happy to be nominated. But yes, as we wait for that, there were other news this week, right?
Yes, there was.
But the big news of the week.
Big news of the week is the GTA trailer dropped.
Woo!
A day early, because it had leaked.
Which is more exciting night. Than any of these trailers.
Can I just say...
all trailers on the Game Awards.
Here comes Daredevil. Oh, a different thing. Okay, I did it. Can I just say, I am so happy that they were just not one of those companies that's just like, we're going to ignore the internet exists and like our trailer leaked online. And then like, instead of like waiting a full like 12 hours or something, they're just like, our trailer, here it is.
Here, and look now.
And then they put it up again the next day, and they didn't put it up. Then they marketed it again. Like, oh, it's here when we said it's going to be. None of this like, oh, we're going to get this idiot, you know, millions of hits because they were able to leak it early. We're like, we're just going to do it ourselves. The other thing, and then we can talk about the trailer itself, was how very, 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 very desperate Twitter was and upset that they put the trailer on YouTube and not Twitter videos.
Yeah.
And how a certain owner of Twitter started to be like, oh, this is why I can never pay GTA. I can never kill cops, virtual cops. I'm like, oh, shut the hell up.
Liar. Liar.
Yeah, that shit was nuts. It also, I believe, it broke the YouTube record for most views in 24 hours.
Yeah,
something, so that's kind of neat.
Something like 70 million or something like that. It's kind of insane. Again, we'll talk, but like people started to talk about this was me when GTA 5 came out, and I'm like, it's really been 10 years, huh? Is it 8 years?
It was 2013.
Oh, so 10 years. So, okay. Yeah, people started to talk about that. I'm just like, I don't want to think about that because GTA 3 came out when I was in high school. And I was like, oh no, there are people who played GTA 5 when it came out who are now graduating college. And I'm like, no. This does not feel right at all.
Rockstar out there making Earl feel old.
It's okay.
That Judy Dench?
We all know you're old.
I'm still the youngest one on the show, I think. So I got that going for me.
I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not old.
I am baby.
Yeah, so the trailer's out. I think we've all seen it at this point.
Yep.
It was a 90 second, I think it was exactly what I expected it to be, a 90 second CG trailer that kind of just establishes location, gives us a little glimpse of who the characters are, and that's it.
I will say Chris stopped watching it too quickly, because he cut off the end, and I spoiled the end for him, which was the worst part of the trailer, which is that the game's not coming out till 2025.
Surprised by it. I mean, I was surprised by that too, because I saw the comments, and I'm like, did you miss the part that they announced? It's skipping all of next year. And I mean, I'm assuming it's not January 2025. So, I was surprised by that, because I think we had this conversation last week.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty good at like, announcing a game within a reasonable time frame of when it's coming out.
Yeah. That's the longest. For a game from that particular studio, is the longest on ramp that I've seen.
Yeah, because it's at least 13 months. It's just a game.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not coming out in January. It's coming out like May, probably. Yeah. April, May.
At the earliest, April, May. Yeah. Yep.
But it looks, I mean, I like that again, we'll see how it is. But I think everybody I've spoken to and every reaction I've seen, people love the characters. Like,
yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm not going to say everybody because I know there's a certain sector of the interwebs who are just like, GTA's going woke because it has a Tina main character. But it's very modern Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. I really want to see how these characters develop and their story.
Yeah. I like them leaning into the whole Florida man. And speaking of Florida man, Jeff is here.
Reporting live from the Game Awards.
You're not at the Game Awards. You're delivering packages. Where's my packages, Jeff?
Dude, I swear I just heard an Amazon truck drive by, man. It's fucking 9:45. What the fuck, dude?
Oh, that's actually not that uncommon this time of the year. Because, yeah, I used to get I would get packages during like Black Friday, and they're like, it will be there by before like 9. I'm like, it would be 9 something. I'm like, okay, they're not going to show up. Like 10, they'll show up, and like, oh, okay.
Dude, that's fucking wild.
I feel so bad for them. Who I feel bad for now are the Amazon truck drivers who have, like, they get the big, heavy packages. So they give them, like, that bag, they put it in, and they just drag it on the ground.
Yeah.
And wait to one best game direction. But, yeah, it's like, I feel so bad for those people. Because I'm like, oh, this is such torture.
But, yeah, back to GTA 6. Yeah, they are leaning into that Florida.
They absolutely are. It's so great. Because Florida has, I don't know, every time you see somebody doing something super weird, super crazy, super off, why does it always seem to be Florida? I don't know. Florida's not the most populous state. Like, it doesn't have the most media there, but for some reason, it just attracts these insane, insane people. And, like, there have been, like, comparison videos showing like actual Floridians aside, like parts of the trailer.
Yes, and that was a part that was like, oh, this is really just kind of made for that, huh?
Made me want to watch Spring Breakers again.
Yeah, I could see that.
Florida's just like kind of made for GTA. Like the people are just parodies of everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like how everybody always jokes about the Onion, like, sometimes real life becomes so insane the Onion can't parody it. I feel like that's, because, like, when I saw the GTA stuff, I'm like, oh, this is totally Florida. And then people show, like, oh, no, this is actually Florida. I'm like, oh, they're not even making up scenarios.
They're just calling stuff that's real. Like,
yeah. I hope they, like, do so much on DeSantis. There's so much to work with there. I really hope they like put a lot of energy into making him look.
Oh, that and like they can see stuff out where like the governor's trying to shut down a theme park for being too. So I feel like that would be more Saints Row, like that level of parody. No, GTA does it too, but I'm like, yeah, but like, yes, there's a lot to mine from Florida.
But yeah, the sad part of that is
2025.
At least like 15 months away.
That's a long way. Because I was kind of expecting when they were talking about the trailer that this game was coming in 2024.
Yeah,
it makes me very sad.
Our predictions were not good. They were off.
I mean, our predictions were based on historical evidence. For right. that studio, they just completely blew us out of the water.
Well, I mean, it's kind goofy. Of like a pattern, though, right? It just takes longer to release games now and to make games, and we just wait longer for this stuff at this point. And apparently, that affects Rockstar too. I mean, the other part is that we've waited so long for a new GTA. Like, it hasn't been like a year or two. When did GTA 5? Like, it's been like a decade.
Yeah. So,
when was Red Dead?
2015? 2017?
18. So, we're going to be 6 years out from that. So, Like, I mean, their games are giant. They're massive. They're super detailed.
I mean, GTA 5 is still annually one of the best selling games of the past. Not like of all time. It's just like literally almost always one of the best selling games in North America for the past 10 years.
Yeah, it's like that and Mario Kart 8. Like, you can guarantee that it's going to be in the top 10 every year.
And they're both like a year apart, and somehow they are both still trucking along as if they came out yesterday. And that's just pure sales. Like GTA Online was its own economy at some point for them. I mean, I assume it still is, and I assume that would be a big part of this transition. But like, yeah, because was it this generation where GTA Online came out before GTA 5? Could be wrong, but I swear like it was like GTA 5 wasn't going to be ready in time for like a port that like, oh, we're going to do GTA Online, and then 5 will come out like 2 or 3 months later.
No, it was reversed. Single player came out, and then online came out 2 months after that, or a month after that. And online was not good when it launched. It was rough. Yeah, so I think we're all excited for GTA 5, GTA 6. I keep saying 5, but it's a ways off. So, any more announcements out of the Game Awards?
Yeah, on Wake 2, getting some Duke Game Plus. Stuff.
Okay, that would be nice because there are achievements I'd like to go back and get.
God, I'm gonna have to play this game. I am.
So, I hope you like it. I recommended it to Jeff, and I would recommend it to Earl. Not 100% sold, but I if you play it, Tony, I really do hope you like it. It's one of my favorite games of the year. So
that's so funny. I did because I bought the RoboCop game. But I didn't even cross my mind. Maybe we should get that new game that like is getting shit. And I was just like, "Oh, RoboCop looks fun."
Well, I hope it's fun. I hope RoboCop is fun for you.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fine. It's just you know, I probably should have spent that money on Alan Wake 2.
It's not going anywhere.
True. True.
How is RoboCop?
It's decent. It does remind me too of that Terminator game that they did, but it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's weird coming off a game like Baldur's Gate 3 where it's just like other games just seem not as good and don't hold your attention as well, but and this is so different. I get the same thing anytime I play like a From Software game where it's like, oh yeah, now I gotta go back to regular games. So I'm dealing a little bit with that, but it's it seems neat. The movements and the controls and the way like RoboCop's gun feels is all like they like nailed it. Like far in RoboCop, I'm not super far. But, you know, the first level was basically go through a fucking building and kill everyone in it. Like, that's the end of the mission. And then you go around the police station and you can pick up side quests if you talk to people. Some of them are, like, really short and easy to complete. Now I'm back out on the streets again. And it seems like it's going to open up a little more where, like, you know, if you walk around and explore, you'll find like more side mission stuff, but it's fun. It's the thing. Like, I think their Terminator game was not a full $60 game, and I would say like this. I don't know if it's gonna. I think you probably wait till it goes a little cheaper because I don't know.
All right. I mean, I have it saved on my wish list, but yeah, I'm looking for a sale for that one. So.
Yeah, it's probably best. Nothing really wrong with it, but seems a little basic. And I think I looked up on how long to beat. It's like 8 hours long. It's not a very long game, so
that to me is fine. Like that.
Yeah, but for $60, it's, you know,
still, like, that's perfect length for me. Like, give me an 8-10 hour game. $60 is maybe a lot for a mid-tier.
Yeah, I think that's the quality.
Is this a new Monster Hunter?
It is a new Monster Hunter. Oh, awesome!
Which one is this?
Yes.
Is this the Xbox and PlayStation one? I assume so, based on how it looks.
It's got to be. It's absolutely got to be.
All right. Well, you guys continue to watch that.
2025, though, is just like GTA.
Everything's 2025.
Yes, Xbox and PlayStation 5.
See, like, that's... like, whatever. GTA did not come on this Game Awards show that is basically a hype train for video games next year. Like, don't be dropping 2025 in your trailers.
There's a lot
on this show.
A lot of 2025. Annoying. Actually, I'd say more 2025 games than 2024.
Oh, we might be in for a dry spell.
I was going to say, that was the downside of, like, 2023 being a really great game year.
2024 does not have enjoy playing these games, because...
Right. Like, I have a big pile of them that I haven't gotten to yet, and that's probably going to be most of 2024 at this point.
I mean,
anything from Nintendo? Have they shown anything?
No,
I don't think so. Not a thing.
Tears of the Kingdom won Best Action Adventure.
Yeah, they got an award, but they haven't had any trailers.
Oh, yeah, nothing from them. Did you guys see or talk about the new Hello Games game?
Briefly.
It looks cool. I thought it looked cool, like a fantasy setting. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Tony's opinion on this was, release it, because the last time they hyped up something, it kind of went horribly wrong, and it took them five years to correct it. So just put it out there. Don't get it hyped up. Like, I like the idea, you know, a fantasy. Basically, it's like a fantasy version of No Man's Sky. But
yes, but now let's not invest anything else into it until they've proven that it's what they're saying it is.
But that was one of the few things that I was like, oh, that looks really cool. That and the new game from the Ori developers, the God, what the fuck was it called? I can't remember. Did you guys talk about that one?
No. We did not talk about the Moon Studios game. That is No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah, dude, it looks fucking awesome. Like an action RPG.
Did he actually call Timothy Chalamet by his YouTube channel name?
What's his YouTube channel name?
He talked about this during the Dune press comp tour in 2021. He had, when he was young, he had a channel called Modded Control Your 360, where he like modded 360 controllers, like three of them. He sold. Oh, is this game of the? Oh no, this is the game of the montage. Why is he interested? I don't know what's going on here. I assume.
Sense of the Keelys. Don't try.
I assume we're at the end. Why is Timothy Chalamet coming out for Game of the Year?
That was it. We've already seen, like, the Monster Hunter thing was it. He's like, this is the last world premiere. So there's nothing else besides.
So no ball this game.
That's disappointing.
Well, that wouldn't be a world premiere, though, would it?
Guess not.
That would be an
I figured it would still be
out there.
Yeah, I just figured it would come out today.
Yeah.
Or at least give me the date today.
You know what would be great is if Baldur's Gate wins this award and they're like, oh, and by the way, available now on Game Pass.
But then you can't do that because then that feels like it was rigged. But like, Baldur's Gate, I don't think has won.
Like,
an
they
award.
Don't already know who's won. Like, I refuse to believe. Like, so I work on this giant conference every year, and we have these two giant giveaway. Everybody knows who's won already. We're giving the awards. It's not a surprise. The team that has, like, arrived to, like, oversee this whole awards thing, they need to know to send their media relations folks. Like, it's a whole, like, thing. It's not, like, these guys all know who already won.
I will say, even with Zelda, it's always so strange when like Mario is a Game of the Year contender. Not that it, but like it always stands out in the sea of everything else around it. Like you got like Resident Evil was right after Mario 1, and I'm like, these are very dichotomy, the opposed games. Same thing with like Baldur's Gate. It's just so like the music was nice, but like I get it, but it's also so weird when they do this because you don't really see the game so much as you see a lot of the orchestra performance.
Are they doing Game of the Year now? They do a whole orchestra thing for each game. Wow.
Yeah. They're doing one big presentation set up to Zelda now.
All right. Well, while we wait for that, Earl and I played Halo Infinite's new Firefight King of the Hill mode.
Oh, yeah.
That's neat.
That is neat. It is neat, not does, quite...
neat is not the same as good.
It's good.
It's fine. It's good. It's not the same as like a horde. But it is, I mean, it's a basically King of the Hill PvE, where the E can overwhelm you with just their sheer numbers. It was not until the last game that we played that I even realized that the enemies can actually capture points. Like, I know they can go on it. I just assumed that you would take them out or you used the round. It's like, no, they can capture. We won 4-1, but they did capture the point at the end. And yeah, I do like how, you know, it's stages for multiplayer, but I do like how they mix it up with, like, some of them had skulls, so there's one where we had no raid. Oh, hold on. Game of the Year nominee. Baldur's Gate 3.
All right. Baldur's Gate 3. That's a good choice.
Yeah, it was the choice I thought was going to win no matter what, but...
I mean, that guy came wearing his armor, so, I mean... You don't just show up with armor. You have to know, because it takes a lot of effort to put that on.
That has to have been really uncomfortable. He's been sitting there for like 4 hours in that thing.
Yeah.
Did he accept any other awards in it?
No, because this is the first time they come up on stage for an award.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He needs to do
that. He didn't expect it, except he wore armor.
Yeah.
You go to a wedding and the bride and groom are up there like, oh, we didn't expect to get married today, but here you all are.
So we played the firefight. It takes place on regular multiplayer maps. It is set up like if you were playing King of the Hill against another four-player team, except instead of a four-player team, it is a horde of enemies that come out at you. Sometimes they are like boss-type enemies, so they'll have like an extra shield and they'll have like a health bar above them. Ammo was tight. We kept running out of ammo, which was rough.
Oh, no. That's weird. That I don't know, though. I feel like in Halo, ammo scarcity is like a common mechanic for the multiplayer.
Yeah, well, I think it's meant for you to, like, you're meant to kind of pick up the enemy's weapons. But,
yeah.
But, like, in a horde mode, you're kind of like, we're going to fortify ourselves. We're going to, like, go back to back and put our backs against the wall and fire. So you're not venturing out to pick up the weapons that are out there.
That are lying all over the ground. You're just
They're, like, right in front of you, but you don't really want to go out there because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
But, so. Yeah, but it's also, like, and this is also the curse of the game. Enemies drop really terrible weapons. A lot of, like, grunts. You have, like, the plasma pistol and the Niger. Like, you want to get the juicy ones, like the guy with the sword. But then, like, you have to get the guy with the sword, which is so it's like
he messed us up, the one.
Yeah, it was the guy with the sword, but he's also killed, so And then it also depends on the stage, because like the first stage we played, we did really well because there was a lot of like confined spaces where you can kind of control the flow of traffic. The second one we did was wide open spaces where it's like they can come from all four directions, above you, beneath you, and stuff like that. And we survived, but that was harder to manage because there were just so many opportunities for them to attack you that you have to pay attention to. But yeah, I mean, we played with Walt, but yeah, it would be nice to, well, I guess with Tony, because I don't think Jeff would play it, but
I would play it.
Yeah,
because I got big news, guys.
Yeah, big news.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 is on Xbox
right now.
Yeah,
is it like? Huh. Is it on Game Pass? Is it free?
No.
Oh, it's a shame.
So why did they announce it?
I think they may have. I think they may have said something while they were up there.
Oh.
I mean, we're not listening. We're talking about games. We're doing more important things than paying attention to Jeff Keighley Fest.
I kind of want to buy the game again. I was counting on it being free, but
there's a part of me that would love, like, I've played through most, like, I'm so close to the end, but I know there's, like, God, the way I played the game, there's probably like 15-20 hours left. I'd love to start again from the beginning and like get all the achievements.
The only reason I have not restarted is because I was like, it's gonna come out on Xbox, I want to play it on Xbox.
Yeah. I don't know that I can stop myself from buying it a second time.
I really kind of want to buy it again, dude. I'm not lying.
Oh yeah, maybe I will wait for a sale, because I have bought all these Black Friday games. I have like, and I haven't finished Spider-Man, and I have to play through like the Forza DLC I bought, and I have to play Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Like there are games I have to play that I haven't played at all yet. But damn, Baldur's Gate is worth playing through a second time.
I should play Spider-Man, and I should play RoboCop, but I think the Xbox thing. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, man. I want the game on Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, I have also, that. I have that. Weirdly, that you know, Microsoft never took the extra 100,000 rewards credits.
You know
out
what?
Of my account.
I think they knew. They knew that you deserve to buy Baldur's Gate for yourself with those points.
I am gonna redeem it. Hopefully it'll go through. It's been there for 2 weeks now.
Next week we're gonna be on here and Chris is gonna be like, my account was suspended.
Oh, speaking of, real quick again, there was that weird thing this week, very briefly, where people were getting suspended from the PlayStation account without knowing why.
Yes.
I think it was resolved. But it was really funny to wake up to being people like, I'm just not going to turn on my PlayStation for now because I don't want to see the message or anything like that. But again, people were randomly getting suspended. And just, it's again, just one of those things where you realize like you don't actually own anything because like people were being suspended, but also losing access to all of their digital games.
Yeah, Sony had a rough week with that because not only did, like were those random accounts being lost, they lost their rights to Discovery content, I guess. And so anybody that bought any Discovery TV shows or I think it was just Discovery, not Warner Brothers, but anything Discovery related, they lost all of that. Any TV shows, any movies, documentaries, all of it gone. Like Sony was just like, yeah, we don't have the rights to that anymore, so you can't play it on your machine. Like, and I know that's happened. I've seen it happen with Amazon once or twice where, oh, we lost the rights. We're trying to get them back. And like they did ultimately get the stuff back, but that sucks. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's just one more reason why us old school physical media people are just like, yeah, there's a reason we want to continue being physical media is because you don't own anything. You don't. It's not yours.
Nope. But then the other side of that is like so much. I mean, not so much movies and TV shows because they basically just play off the disc. But a lot of games now, even if you have a physical copy, It doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, oh man, I watched a video on YouTube the other day. I can't remember what, where, but like, because I mean, it's like stuff like that. But the thing we also don't think about is like there are games like if you buy like the physical version, like the servers go down and you don't get like the updates and stuff. It's like there are games that might be unplayable even if you own them, if you don't own them in the proper window.
Yeah. All right. Well, were there any other games you guys played this week?
I played NBA 2K 2024.
Tell us about that. I do have some questions about this game, Tony. So,
you guys probably remember me talking about 2023 and how pumped I was for that game and how excited I was. Because, you know, it had a full story that was really cool, that had really awesome characters. And it was really great to, like, have that whole, like, take over the city mode. And there were so many activities to do. I can't tell you how disappointed I am in this year's release. To have none of that. The game basically dumps you in. Your first, like, so I always play the, you know, the create a player mode. And yeah. You start the game, and I'm so used to, like, there's always, like, a run-up. Like, you play through your guy's college years, or you play through his NBA D-League. You have something. This game literally just dumps you into your player's first NBA game. Now, mind you, it's his first game. You don't have any of the VC that you use to upgrade your player. So he fucking sucks. Your player is terrible. And he's out there, and you're like, and the game gives you some goals to, like, achieve more than, like, LeBron James or Michael Jordan achieved in their first NBA game. And you're like, but my player's awful. He can't shoot. He can't play defense. He can't rebound. He can't do anything. He's terrible. And the game just throws you into this first game. There's no story. There's no, like, awesome thing that you're following along. There's no, like, characters, like, built around what you're doing. It's really weird to have played through every, because it's been years now. NBA 2K has done this, like, for, like, 6 or 7 years, where they had, like, this full story mode, and there is nothing. Like, they introduce you as, like, the son of, like, the son of a former NBA player who's also the son of another NBA player. But that's it. That's all you get. And then it just kind of throws you in. And then you just, like, playing through seasons, and there's, like, no connective tissue or anything. Nothing to force you to go on. There's no, like, story or, it's just really weird to have that absence. It really ruins the experience for me. The actual gameplay is pretty good. The thing that really bothered me, though, was the player was so bad, I was forced to buy VC so that I could actually, like, compete. Now, if I hadn't bought, like, I bought the game at a deep discount, right? Like, I got the game for, like, $30, and it's a $70 game. So I was like, okay, I can invest another $10 into this game to make it playable. But I had to invest another $10 into this game to make it playable. That kind of pisses me off. So
that sucks.
I like, last year I was like, this is one of the best games that came out this year. It's really fun. The gameplay is great. There's a lot to do here. I would not recommend this game on any level. Even though the basketball is good, it is fun, but they pulled so much out of it that made last year's not just a good basketball game, but a good game in general. They pulled so much out that I just can't recommend it.
So I heard you on all of that.
Yep.
Do you have two questions, though? One, last year had the Michael Jordan stuff, like, yep. And this was Kobe.
This year has like a Kobe Bryant mode, so you can play through, okay, like moments of Kobe's career. So I suppose if you're not into like the be a player, create a player mode, like you can still play through those Kobe things, those Kobe moments.
And then the other question I have is last year they also introduced like that, you know, you could start your franchise in like the 80s or something, and the TV production
it does not
like,
have that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So it's really just the Kobe mode, which is what like kind of interested in, but that's like $20 for me.
The Kobe, yeah, exactly. And the Kobe mode is probably fine. I imagine is good. Like the actual in-game stuff is great. The production values are great. If you're looking for like a great basketball game, there is basketball here.
And it's been best weird. In class for.
It's just
ever,
weird that it kind of sucked the soul out of it.
Didn't that the OU?
And I kind of think like
it's the only class. Yes.
I kind of think like it's one of those things where they're like, okay, we're going to refine the gameplay this year, and we're going to focus on that. But they removed all the other stuff. So
that's
I don't
shame.
Know. It's hard for me to say like and last year like it was in my brain a candidate for game of the year. I don't know necessarily like if I had the same experience this year I would be saying that. But last year it certainly was. This year's game is not anywhere close to what last year's was. I feel really like they should not have released the game like this. I feel really like awful about what they've given me to play here. It's not worth it. And the fact that I actually had to like spend $10 to make my player good enough to be on an NBA court, like that hurts my soul.
I will be crossing that one off until deep discount happens.
Yes. Yes.
You guys play anything else?
I beat Baldur's Gate 3 twice.
Wait, you beat it? You got all the way to the end?
Yes, yes. I beat it too. So, like, when you get to the end, if you have Gale, you could just tell him to sacrifice himself, and that, like, that avoids the final fight. And then, and the only thing, like, I think that's still a good ending, because everything is, like, you know, you get, there's really long, satisfying cutscene at the end, like, showing everyone, you know, taking over and celebrating, whatever. But, the only bad thing about that ending that I could tell is that, you know, Gale dies. Other than that, like, it's a positive ending. But I was like, well, that was cool. I beat the game. You know, it's official, but, I'm like, I want a final encounter. Like, I want to do the final boss. So I went back and actually did it and, scraped by. It was not that bad compared to, like, the fight, like, right before it. So then I beat the final boss for real, and we all survived. But then there was a weird thing, like after you beat the final boss, you go back to like your camp, kind of, and you have to like go talk to Withers to like say you want to end the game. And when I actually beat the final boss, I got some weird glitch where I would spawn in the camp and immediately die. And I was like, I couldn't figure out. I still cannot figure out what the fucking deal is. I'm like. I want to like wrap this up, you know, this way, you know, with Gale alive and like, it's like I'll spawn and I'll be like, it says like absorb intellect, like it's like some sort of like status effect is happening to me, and then like I die and it says, oh, your whole party has died. I was like, what? We're all in the camp. We won. Like,
maybe you didn't win.
it's just some weird glitch. Like, it's got to be a glitch. Like, I don't know what it is, and it's not like I couldn't find it. Happens at any time I like, you know, I've beat the final boss, beat him fine, easily, and then all of a sudden that I'm at the camp and I just keep dying. But I was like, well, whatever. I already got the achievement for beating the game, and you know, I did it the way, I did it the other way. I just didn't get to go like finalize it, I guess the official way. But I guess it's, you know, it all again on Xbox probably. It feels stupid to spend $70 on a game that you already own, but kind of want it again.
I mean, I don't know that I'll spend $70. I'll probably wait until it's less than $70.
Are there co-op? Were there co-op trophies or is there co-op achievements?
I don't know, and I can't imagine what the co-op is like on that. Like,
well, it won multiplayer game of the year.
So. I know. It's so weird to me.
Playable. Like, I know that's not a great way. Like Larian, I have played Larian games multiplayer before. The problem is that they can be boring for one person or the other, or multi people. Like I played 4-player Larian game before. And the problem is one person like it's like I'm making my decision and they take forever. Then everyone else is bored because it's a turn-based game.
I mean, maybe they've done something to fix that. Like, I don't know. I haven't tried it. Might be worth trying.
Yeah. And I mean, if there is a co-op achievement, like just for trying it, I would hop into a game with you guys just to get that. I don't think is. I'm looking at them now.
So, like, is it like? Do you bring your whole party? Like, I gotta understand how co-op would work in that.
So the person playing with you or the multi people playing with you would come in and take over one of the characters in your party.
Or game of the year.
Or they would replace one of the characters that you have in your party, and then when you play, like those characters would be back, but
it just doesn't seem
their character in.
Yeah, that doesn't seem.
At least that's how it has worked with Divinity, Original Sin, and such.
I don't know. I do not know about that. But random question before we move on from this, I guess, is that should I get the Baldur's Gate 1-2 collection or no? It's gonna seem like ancient.
They are $10. Might
be pretty old.
They're currently $10. It might be worth it just to
those games. They were great back in the day. Yeah. They were fantastic. I have not played them.
The enhanced editions are good versions of those games, but they are also those games are 25 years old.
Yeah, even the enhanced editions are like a decade old now.
Yeah,
like it's been a while.
Okay. So they're on sale for $10 though.
If you were expecting like anything similar to the Baldur's Gate 3 experience you just had,
you are not going to have that.
Not even in terms of like the combat and the controls, because
the combat might be similar. The rest of it will not be.
All right.
It's also not even the same version of Dungeons and Dragons. Like it's like those are like third edition rules, and we're like fifth edition now. So
Ivy. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some like fundamental changes in the way the that works, but
yeah. So I loved those games back in the day. Like they were fantastic. I really enjoyed them, but I don't know if it holds up.
Yeah.
I would actually be if I were to recommend a game for you. If you wanted more of that, I mean, I would try the more recent, like the Divinity Original Sin games.
Yep.
One and two. Those would be better.
I almost feel like I should try. Is that what I own? I can't remember if I own that or Pillars of Eternity. I own
Pillars of Eternity might be on Game Pass.
But Pillars of Eternity 2 is definitely on Game Pass.
I'm thinking of something. Yeah. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of Path to Exile. I'm going to say that's more Diablo than.
Yeah. So those games are similar to Baldur's Gate.
Pillars of Eternity, Pathfinder Kingmaker is similar. Yeah. That's also on sale. It's $8. That's a more recent game. I think that's only 2 years old. If you think you like that stuff, Jeff, yeah, I would try the more recent stuff though, as opposed to going. I like the old stuff, and honestly, if you're gonna go back and play the old stuff, I would go back and play Planescape Torment instead.
Yes,
as the best story out of all of that. It may be too rough for you to go back.
It's old. Those are so old.
Most likely scenario is I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3 again. That's
yes, I would do that because you can make a lot of different choices. And I know. Think knowing what you know now, like not moving through certain parts of the game as quickly.
Exactly.
Because there's definitely huge portions of the game that you've missed entirely.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I missed most of the first act.
Yeah, and those it's so good. It's all so good.
Yeah.
What is what's in this digital deluxe edition DLC? I'll look at that later. it's a soundtrack and shit. It's not anything game related.
You don't care about this.
No. It was like if it gave me like more game stuff, like I'd be like, yeah, maybe I'd get to do a new mission or something. I would pay the extra $10, but not for if it's like a soundtrack and a digital art book, digital character sheets. I don't need that shit. All right. Well, I also played something else new this week. Fortnite launched their new season. They basically crashed Xbox on Saturday.
They crashed everything on Saturday.
Okay, they crashed everything. I was trying to access my Xbox when it happened, and it would not allow me to sign in. I was like, what the hell is going on? And found out it was Fortnite was changing its season. It must have killed everything, and then it was down all day on Sunday until I guess it came back up either Sunday night or Monday with the new map. And then today they launched Lego Fortnite, which it's Minecraft. They've released Minecraft with Legos.
Ooh.
You will walk around, you gather wood, you gather rocks, you will use them to build stuff. Then there are other, there's other resources you can get. They've added like a hunger mechanic. They've added a heat and cold mechanic. You can shut those off if you want in your world settings. I did. I have no desire to be like, I need to eat now in a video game. That's just stupid. No. And I don't really care about the heat or cold thing either. But I left the enemies on, and I left the day-night cycle on. So at night, just like in Minecraft, the skeletons will rise from the ground, and you will have to fight them off, or you can go back to your little home base and be protected there. And that's kind of what the game is. You're building up a base, and as you build up your little town, more displaced Lego people will show up and they'll ask you like, hey, can you build me a house and a bed? And if you do that, then they'll start doing stuff in the town for you. Like they'll go gather wood and granite for you or raspberries so that you can heal up after a fight. Or you can start building like farmland for them. And if it's the Lego farmer that's joined your village, they'll start, farming it for you, or they'll start milling for you, or they can take on different tasks, different roles. So you're basically collecting the villagers too as you build up your town.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, interesting. It's kind of cool, and it's simpler than Minecraft. Like
Minecraft has this like weird subculture that makes it really almost inaccessible if you don't know certain things.
Yeah, like it's like this is like in Minecraft they throw you out there and are like, all right, you have nothing, and like it's not intuitive initially. Like I think if you've played Minecraft, you do realize that at some point you need to go up and punch a tree so that you can get some wood, but it doesn't make sense, right? Fortnite, Lego Fortnite has like there's sticks on the ground, and you pick up the sticks and you'll get like wood added to your inventory. You can pick up little rocks and granite added to your inventory. And then you can use those to make an axe or a pickaxe. And then you can go and chop down a tree and get more like bigger quantities of wood, or hack at a really large rock and get bigger quantities of that. So it's like just like more intuitive in how it approaches it. And then the building is like It's Lego stuff, so it's like...
I was going to say, because I just read it a bit of it, I'm surprised that it's different than the actual Fortnite building.
Yeah, you actually have to build the house.
Yes, you have to do it piece by piece. What? Like, you have to build the field, then you have to build the wall, then you have to build like the roof.
Like, they go, oh, it costs you, like, it'll cost you 50 wood to build this log cabin, and you don't have to, like, build it, like, little piece by little piece. Like, they'll give you big fabricated pieces to build, but yeah, you're building actual Lego houses and stuff. It's kind of cool.
I don't understand what Fortnite is.
I have no idea.
He says Minecraft, which is fair. It's become Roblox, because I did not know what Roblox was. I mean, to be fair, I still don't. I went away for a weekend over the summer and spent it with some friends who have small kids, and like, it's a platformer of its own. Like, Fortnite itself still has like the battle royale, which is still like the meat and potatoes, what people know.
There's like other
games. Like, tonight there were so many Fortnite games. I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like,
as Earl said, battle royale, Lego Fortnite, which is Minecraft. They're launching a racing game tomorrow from the Psyonix guys. They're the Rocket League people.
Yeah,
why? And then on Saturday, they're launching basically Fortnite Rock Band.
I don't understand. I don't get it, dude. Because why would they, like, the Rocket League people just not, like, release their own racing?
They own the Rock Band people. They own the Rocket League people.
Yeah.
Like, they're their studios, so they're just...
It's kind of like the Call of Duty issue. Where, like, at some point, all those studios got absorbed into making Call of Duty stuff. This is the same thing, except, like, they're making what they made before, but now it's Fortnite ties. Like, you mentioned the Legos. One of the positives is a lot of the skins that you bought and supported over the years have Lego versions. You just get those for free. But it's very funny because clearly they did not, like, they have to work with, like, the third parties. Cause, like, the Marvel one, the Spider-Man, and I think there's Old Man Wolverine. Then, like, almost all the other Marvel ones don't have Lego versions. None of the DC ones have. I don't think any of the Star Wars ones have it right now.
Boba Fett and the Stormtrooper.
Okay. Do. But not a Vader or Luke or anybody else.
I mean, I don't know because I don't have Vader and Luke. I could ask my son because I think he does. But I definitely know that. For me, like, Rey and Kylo Ren, they don't have them.
Yeah. Master Chief doesn't have, Michael Myers doesn't have. So there's a few, you know what you can know. So I went through and I looked at, like, mine. Those are the ones I know. Like, there's a decent selection of, like, those where it's like, oh, don't have them. And then some of them, it was funny because it's, like, not ready for prime time. Because, like, you go and it's like, oh, this is going to get an upgraded skin sometime in the future. Like, it's there, but, like, I guess it's just, like, a generic version of it. So they're like, oh, yeah, we know. We're going to work on something for you. Just, you know, be patient. I'm happy that it wasn't a separate fee. It's even the same thing with, I think, the Battle Pass now. Like, if you get the Battle Pass, which I do because I'm... Hope you see addicted to Fortnite. It also includes stuff for, like, the Lego mode and the rocket. Is it Fortnite Racing or Rocket Racing or something like that?
I think it's called Rocket Racing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm happy that there are still stuff separately, but I'm happy that there is stuff you can do that is also still just kind of included in, like, this one core package.
One complaint I still have about Fortnite, and this goes back to when they kind of launched Battle Royale, is that there's no achievements for it. Like, all the achievements for Fortnite relate to Save the World mode, which nobody
does. It's so weird to have a game on Xbox that doesn't have achievements for playing the core portions of the game.
Yeah, because nobody plays Save the World, like, at all.
Hardly anyone owns it. I own it, because... my son wanted to try it, but that's it. Like, I haven't played it myself. And if you're playing Fortnite, you don't play that.
Especially being that I think you used to say, do it beforehand because they used to give you bonus XP if you signed, like, if you had, like, the Founders Pack or whatever. So you can't go back and get it. It's like, oh, yeah, sign in and it will give you, like, 20,000 XP just for checking it out every day. And then, like, you get, like, one or two tasks you can do, but they don't do that for many new players. It's like there's even less reason to do it. I don't even know where it is anymore. Because, like, when the game, not when it first came out, when I started playing it, it used to be, like, you go to a menu, and the menu would be, like, you save the world or battle royale, as in two separate modes. And now it just goes straight to the goes to the menu, which is the battle royale menu. And then from there, you can pick modes. But I don't know where save the world actually is in that.
I didn't look very hard for it, but I didn't see it either. Like, there were, like, eight different things I could choose from, and it wasn't one of them.
Yes, I don't know where it is. Maybe
just gone now.
Maybe you have to go backwards, or maybe if you don't own it, you don't have access to it. But, like, yeah, it's like when I could tell you where Team Rumble is. I could tell you where, you know, build, no build, zero build. I could tell you where a lot of the community games are. I could tell you where Lego is now. I could tell you where, like, Fortnite Island, but, like, Save the World? No idea.
So I'm interested to try out the racing mode tomorrow, and then I think it's called Fortnite Festival, which will be the music one on Saturday. The weekend is the first big entry to that.
I will say, and I'm curious to see how it works in the actual game, because they had a sample of it during the big season ending event last week, and it was not. What? Because I maybe it's just how I'm programmed. Like, it's a rhythm game. How do you think you would do a rhythm game on, like, a controller?
It's button presses, like, as it comes down.
But what buttons?
I saw what you're talking of. They did not line it up with, like, there were no color coding. They were all the same color, so how they're going to do that.
It's not even so much that it's all color, like, color code would help. They have it on left and right on the D-pad, and then I think B.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Like, I can't do, like, buttons, I can kind of navigate that way. My brain is not wired to kind of go back and forth. Probably I'm also terrible at, like, Street Fighter and stuff like that. But, like, they did that. I mean, it's like, oh, when they started doing, like, you have to do F right, F, I'm like, okay, I'm out of here.
Wild is that Harmonix, who's doing this mode, has done handheld and controller based Rock Band games before, and it's been exactly how, like, you'd expect, right? With the A, B, X, Y buttons.
Either that, or I would do, like, the show the buttons, but, like, it's not even, like, I think if it was just a D-pad, that would, but the fact that it's two on the D-pad and then two on the face buttons threw me. And I'm like, maybe you get accustomed to it, but I was like, on an initial read, it's, like, so weird that this was what they went with.
Hopefully you can remap that.
Yeah, so. But yeah.
I'll be interested to try it, though.
Yeah. Again, it all comes with this package, so I'm like, yeah. I'm down to count.
Yeah. I'm not down for a $20 weekend skin, but
oh, and exciting news for me and me alone, I think. Well, not me alone, but it's not out yet. But the trailer for it and the all the skins you got ahead of time, they're finally added Ninja Turtles. This has been not a running gag, but, like, I've been saving up my V-Bucks for the Ninja Turtles have been rumored to be in this game for, like, two and a half years now. So I tell my friend that I play with that I'm not going to spend any of my V-Bucks. I'm saving them up for Ninja Turtles. It got to the point where it was a bit ridiculous that at some point I was close to 8,500 V-Bucks, which is about $100 in real money.
You're going to have just enough to buy the Ninja Turtles.
Maybe with four of them in April, it's gonna be a bit. I mean, but I've spent it down. I think I'm down to, like, 51 or something now. But, like, it was, like, because, like, I mean, you buy the season pass and you usually get enough every season to just pay for the next season pass, and then, like, 100 more. And then I used to do Fortnite Crew, Like I've, you know, I've had, it's not like I, but like I've done enough. I'm like, I'm not going to spend it. So there's a lot of skins that came out that I'm like, I'm not going to get because I'm saving for Ninja Turtles and saving for Ninja Turtles. And I'm so happy that the Ninja Turtles are finally coming. It's going to be like way too many V-Bucks. And it's funny because I'm saying all this. I play Fortnite with completely random everything. Random skins, random backpack. I'm going to get these skins. And then not even actually use them on my own. If they show up, they show up. So we shall see.
All right. Earl, did you play anything else this week?
I played Payday 3, which I've talked about before. But Payday 3 had an update. I don't know when, within the recent memory. They added two heists from Payday 2, which you can now do in you can do in this game. And it's very fascinating to kind of see, because they do mix it up. One, they're not as story. Like, 3 has that weird, not weird, but like 3 has this thing where it's like, it's a, the missions are missions, but like in between missions, they also include a mission, which is just a cutscene, which I don't know why they did it that way, whatever. So this one is just pure storytelling, but these are also very different in like their formatting. Like there's 1 and 3 that you can do that is like, it's kind of a mission that's in progress. Like you're robbing a bank truck or something like that. So you're on a bridge, you're trying to, you know, keep people calm, rob this. So this one, both of these are very particular. There's one where you're just, and you're masked up. And it's a meth app, and you're trying to cook meth while the cops are shooting you. So you have to put in the ingredients in the right order and stuff like that. And if you don't, you blow up the app, and that you can fill the missions if you don't have enough meth. Which is, it's a very fun and different one because you're not trying to chase the joint. You're really just trying to find ingredients and watching the meth so it doesn't burn or anything like that. The other one is very, very stealth-oriented because usually in Payday, if things go south, which they tend to do with my group, the game will transition to, I forget what they call it. It's like, not overkill, but it's like the action segment where like the missions will change and the objectives will change. Objectives will be the same, but it might not be like, oh, you know, find a bank keeper and find their, you know, their vault key. It's like, no. Now we're going to drill into the vault. So you have to like put this drill in and you have to watch it as you're being bombarded by enemies. With this one, if you get busted, the mission's over because you can't have them destroy what you're trying to steal. And if they know you're there, they're going to destroy it. So it's very stealth oriented. So we did a lot of like trying to case the joint and figure out what's going on. And then we'd always end up getting caught. So we did like 2 hours and we did not get that far in the mission. But it was like, Payday's one of those games where I find the frustrating parts very fun with friends because like we kind of enjoy the chaos of like one person's really going to try to be stealthy and then like somebody just screws it up for everybody and then we just have to like improvise and this doesn't give us that opportunity, but like we're trying our damnedest and we're making progress.
You hope.
We're making progress. That's
You're making what progress, baby.
We're making progress.
All right. I think that's it. I think that's it for this week. I'm gonna play some Baldur's Gate 3. This over this next week. Sounds like Jeff is gonna play more Baldur's Gate 3.
Probably
as well. Yeah, basically, I think that the next week I'll probably, it's going to be catch up week, like trying to, you know, play some games that from 2023 so that we start getting a better idea on ranking my top 10, fitting those final games in. So I think we'll have a normal episode next week, and then the one right before Christmas, we'll do Hall of Fame entries for our final class of 2023.
Woo! Sitting in the Hall of Fame. Okay. Oh, wait. Before we go, Jeff, there was a request of you.
What?
There were questions.
There were questions. I said request, not a question.
It's...
You, Walt wants you to sing a Christmas carol for Tony.
I'm not drunk enough for that.
What I told him.
Maybe last night, by the end of the podcast last
night.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Jeff was a little toasty at the end of recurring nightmares last night.
It was funny because I was like bone sober going into it. Like, so I don't know. We must have went long. I have no idea.
We went real long. We started at about 10. And I think we ended at about 12:30. So.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even like remember this. Like, I remember I like messaged you like, did I say what we're doing next?
Walt also wants to know when will Summer Game Fest end? I think we all know the answer to that.
I think that will be on Jeff Keighley's deathbed with a whisper. Summer Game Fest.
No, I will say, you know, it is what it is. Like the Game Awards are the better preview show than the Summer Game Fest, and it's not supposed to be. I mean, it is, but it's not supposed to be. It's Summer Game Fest is awful this year.
Yeah, I hope next year works out better for them, but I do think that like all the publishers kind of do their own thing now, so he doesn't get the super huge reveals.
But he did for the Game Awards.
Well, for the Game Awards, but that's because they're not Xbox, Nintendo, Sony, they're not doing anything at the end of the year. So it's like, yeah, we can give you a bunch of stuff that we're going to have in over the next course of evidently the next 15, 20 months. Because some of that stuff was 2025, so.
Yep, which feels so far away, but I mean, 2024 is less than, 25 days, 26 days?
Yes.
Something like that.
We wanted to take as long as possible. I would like my life to feel as long as possible. I'm just saying. I don't want to advance too far here.
Yeah, I'm not in any hurry too much already. I want to go back.
I'm not in any hurry for 2024 because then it's going to be like 11 months of the reaction. And I am looking forward to that. I mean, I'm already getting gray hair. Oh, because this person's like, it's going to be a long, long 11 months. So
we will try to make the best of it.
Get ready for the Trump.
We'll help you out, Earl. It's going to be nice. You're going to spend some time with us. We're good people.
And we'll try to play some Halo or something to take your mind off of the terribleness that will be 2024.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. Jeff, say good night.
Good night.